Hey, it's Morgan here. Everything has been a lot lately. Depending on who you are and where you're listening from, you may be living through an attempted coup, a pandemic, and a failure to respond that has literally stolen your loved ones and exposed our society's deep-rooted ableism. You may be grieving. You may have been navigating the holidays. You may have celebrated January 1st as the start of a new year. You may have been devoting yourself to anti-oppression work and feel disheartened by the systems at work to prevent change. You may be feeling more isolated than ever or facing bigger economic challenges than you feel prepared to handle. So, yeah, it's been a lot. I just wanted to pop in and say thank you for riding with us through the struggles and through the successes. Thank you to everyone who is navigating this impossibly challenging time and still found something extra to devote to a silly podcast. I don't mean extra as in money, although we do desperately appreciate that. I mean extra as in energy, love, and support. Thank you for being there. This following bonus episode is dedicated to our Ko-fi and Patreon supporters and our Venmo and PayPal donors for making the 89.x1 project possible. We are so very grateful. It's up in the main feed because we know that DDP comrades aren't down with a paywall. People who are generous enough to pay for a free podcast are also aware enough to know that their ability to do so shouldn't mean restricted access for those who can't right now. So thank you. Thank you for making this possible. This episode is for you. Love y'all. On to the show. Good evening, 89.x1 crew. Stellar work this day. Botanicals to Hughes for making fascism fun. Quick little reminder that Keith is not particularly good at respecting Sappho and Praxilla's boundaries, and until they find a way to interact that is safe and comfortable for all parties involved, they are best kept in separate areas of the ship. If you're the last one to leave the mess, please quadruple check that the door is in fact shut and sealed behind you. Hughes has asked me to relay our unofficial policy of making a new pot of coffee if you're the person to drink the last cup. They have suggested we go so far as to make this an official policy. Good evening, 89.x1 crew. This day was pretty excellent. You know, excellent when grading on a fleeing from a fascist government curve. I don't know about you, but I think these tight, tight quarters may have fostered a sense of teamwork we didn't necessarily have at HQ. Botanicals to County for their first broadcast, and Cisneros for that really beautiful legacy of colonialism through the lens of museums proposal. Can't wait to see where that goes. Baldwin has informed me that an evening meal will be available in the mess shortly, and has asked that I note that, while they are nothing short of a culinary genius, they are not, in fact, running a restaurant that will accommodate any request with essentially no notice. Rather, they are a single person on this crew, and the responsibility of crafting, quote, edible works of art should not fall solely on their shoulders just because they are, quote, infinitely more capable than the rest of us when it comes to preparing meals. Duly noted. However, one of us, the five-time consecutive winner of the 89.x1 Chili Cook-Off, Chug Lug Brewing record holder, and Fake News Real Bakes Pastry Week champion, might challenge you on the infinitely more capable assertion, and have the trophies to prove it. Good evening, 89.x1 crew. Thank you for another choice day. Just a friendly reminder that we do have a standardized 89.x1 independent radio salutation and sign-off. Hello, friends and comrades, at the beginning of a segment, and stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned following an informational segment. There are exceptions for non-standard segments or following breaks in content. You'll find these well outlined in the 89.x1 employee handbook that someone dedicated a fair amount of time and energy to creating. I know they've made it on board because I personally have tripped over 3 separate employee handbooks that were being used to support an interior door with a broken hinge bolt. I've also seen several being used as coasters, and one is currently propping up the leg of the table in the mess. Any one of these handbooks could and should be referenced if you're having trouble remembering the 2 phrases, just 11 words, that we've all agreed should be standard practice for our broadcasts. Additionally, as the GSS Hyena is our home for the foreseeable future, I would encourage crew to take the step of actually making the repairs after identifying a door or table that needs fixing, rather than shoving an important document beneath it and carrying on with their day. Coasters are located in the mess next to the drinkware. Hello, 89.X1 crew. We are clear. Epic gratitude and botanicals to Coleman and Cisneros for getting us out of that tight spot. That was the closest of calls. Cisneros, I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say your impression of a peace officer was spot on. Salutations and solidarity, officer. In addition to relaying that the danger is past, Coleman has asked me to communicate that we will be having a full crew meeting this evening to review safety procedures again, so as not to, quote, be put in a totally avoidable situation where our lives depend on broadcaster Cisneros' time with the college improv troupe As You Laugh It. Sounds like a plan. I, for one, am looking forward to another lengthy review of procedures after a long day of evading capture. See you all in the mess after our final evening broadcast. Morgan again. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of Dispatch from the Desert Planet. And thank you to the following people for making it happen. Bean, Angela, Sarah, Sagrario, Leanne, Matt, Barry, Justin, Tivana, Mariah, Elise, Lauren, Gina, Amber, and the entire Sunblood Stories team, Oliver, Mara, Mickey, Bobby, Michelle, Alyssa, Sophia, Joe, Ava, Connor, Cassidy, Kayla, Carolyn, Jordan, Gabriella, Samantha, Samara, Melissa, Hedda, Sammy, my mom for being the unofficial editor and one-woman marketing team, and everyone who has donated anonymously or left a review on iTunes or just generally supported and been wonderful. Deepest apologies if I've forgotten anyone. Thank you, comrades. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned.